content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very... Yes, right back at you. Thank you very much. Right on. So listen, if you are an expert or authority or have an amazing personal story that revolves around the supernatural or spirit world, we would definitely would like to know about it. All you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com and put in your information there, and I promise you we will get back with you. Also, check us out on Facebook at Spiritually Raw and join our Facebook group, Secrets to Radio Riches, because you're really only one show away. I also like to thank our producer here. Well, let's get a round of applause for Juan Carlos. Yep. There you go. he's a super glue that keeps it all together. So Juan, thank you for that. And also, you can find us here at BBS Radio every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, amongst a lot of other networks such as Anchor, iTunes, and it's just a lot, but you'll find us out there. So anyway, we have a jam-packed show today. I know that you're probably wondering what is different here today. Yes, April usually does these introductions, but she's not here with us today. She's hanging out with the pups and recovering from what she had going on. So all good there. Anyway, but let's talk about our first guest, because we got a jam-packed show today. This is Dr. April Brown, who has helped over 5,000 individuals, families, couples achieve their goals. Dr. April is a Christian mental health counselor, relationship and sex therapist, qualified clinical supervisor, and host of Bringing Intimacy Back on BBS Radio, same network we're on, so check her out for sure. Increasing intimacy in all types of relationships has become Dr. April's mission, as she provides resources and tips to increase closeness with significant others, family, friends, higher power, and oneself. Dr. April's newest creation is Vacation Counseling. I definitely want to hear about that, which is an intimate, exclusive, and effective couples counseling retreat starting in the summer of 2020 in Southwest Florida. Dr. April, welcome to the show.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Wow, that's some cool stuff there. 5,000 people that you've counseled, huh?
Yes, because I've been in the field for a while, and I've done things in the schools and in individuals and presentations. So, and plus, I love doing this. This is
obviously
what I feel like
so.
God's telling me to do.
Yeah, obviously, so you do. So what got you into this, the field of counseling and mental health like that?
Okay, well, actually, I worked as an accountant for a corporate, and I was doing that, and I was just kind of burning out, and I just didn't feel like this was going to be what I really wanted to do. So I took some time off. And then God just spoke to me, and he said, April, this is kind of what he wanted me to do. Actually showed me a dream and my mom a dream. And I was like, no, I don't really like people. I don't know God. And I said, well, if you get me into one school, I'll go back for my master's. And that's what I did. So when I went back and got my master's in Cleveland.
No regrets. You love this. I mean, you're totally down for this, what you're doing?
Yes. At first, I didn't think I would make any money or anything, but I'm okay.
So what did you find out like doing this now? So what do you think has been the greatest challenges for you?
The greatest challenge, well, I'm truly an introvert. So probably the greatest challenge is always just keeping up my energy level. But I mean, you work out and stuff, so that helps. And probably the greatest challenge now is just I have my hands in a variety of different little hats. So just trying to do everything. It's probably one of the challenges.
So does your faith have an impact of how you actually, you know, counsel people, or does it matter what faith they are in that equation when they come to you?
It doesn't matter what faith they are. I work within their worldview. Okay. How my faith helps me though, it helps me decide what I do marketing wise, what I do building-wise, moving, and all that. My faith leads me in that direction. And it also, many times, sometimes speaks to me on what I should say to a person. But I've counseled and worked with people from all different types of faith, or people who have no faith. So
let's get a clarity on that when you said my faith tells me or faith guides me. Like, how do you, you know, on a show called Spiritually Raw, so let's really put this in perspective if we can. How do you actually receive that faith? Is it an energy vibe? You know, is it actually voices? So, like, how do you get those messages? And you're like, okay, I'll do this now. I understand what you're trying to tell me, kind of thing.
Well, sometimes it's just sitting quietly. Well, many times it's sitting quietly. But sometimes it's sitting quietly and talking to him and then sitting back and just listening. And then sometimes I can hear a voice that says, April, do this. And it's usually, how can I put it? It's not in the language that I talk. So that's when I know it's not me, because I can tell when I'm thinking of things versus when I'm being inspired.
So when you say it's not,
it does.
And I want to make sure it makes sense already. So when you say it's not in a language that you talk, is it in a
words?
Okay, guys.
Not in the words.
Okay, and is it a feeling you get, or do you actually hear it from your perspective?
I hear it from my perspective.
You hear it. Okay. Wow. Okay. That's very cool. Yeah. There. And so when and how long did it take you to actually trust that voice?
I think I grew up that way. Because that's what my parents always did, okay? But it wasn't until probably when I started to become pretty okay in the counseling field that I'm like, oh, well, maybe he does know something. So it's the maturity of going up and then saying, hey, you know, if I do follow what my insights are telling me, what my heart is telling me, many times it's become very successful. And sometimes it's a challenge, though, because how can I put it? Sometimes he'll lead me somewhere that I'm like, but everyone else says I should do this, and you just have to have the faith.
Now, when you say he, you're referring to God, as you know God, yeah. As you understand God. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, so when you're the host of Bringing Intimacy Back. Okay, so and can you tell us a little bit about the topics you just? Well, I imagine it's got intimacy in it, but can you tell us a bit about you know, what you talk about and what are some of the subject matters you talk about on that show?
Okay, and so the show, the title, Bringing Intimacy Back, is something that I felt my higher power told me to do one day when I was in the shower. He's like, this is what you should talk about. And it's about the intimate connection. The intimate connection, of course, between men and women or partner and partner, that kind of relationship, intimate connection. But also between your God, between your children, between coworkers, is that bond, because I think so much today with so much technology, we're losing that one-on-one, that bond with people. And so, and when you're truly intimate with someone, you're all there, mind, spirit, and soul in one time zone. You're not, your mind's not one way, your body's not another way. It's just all being fully present. Does that make sense?
It does, and I really, okay, so I want to kind of get an idea, like, so, okay, I understand the couple, if you would, you know, bringing them to that intimate level, but you say, like, maybe it could be a coworker or something. Do they have to generally, from your experience, if they're gonna really connect like that, again, getting back to the faith aspect, do they have to have a similar faith for them to form this?
No, of course not, because how I see faith a little bit different, okay? I see faith as, my faith is because of how I was raised and brought up and that kind of stuff. But I know personally that if I was in another country or another place, I might have been taught a different way of practicing my faith. So I'm very open to all different kind of faiths. Does that make sense?
It does
have a cultural bias to it.
So when you're talking to people, so give me an example, like take me to your day or take me through, you know, one of your office visits. Do people, when they call you on the phone or Skype or do you see most people in person, or is it, does it matter?
Most people in person. I do some video, but most people in person. Yes.
Okay. So when they do come into you, what's generally the big, what number, here's the first question. What's generally the biggest issue they're coming in for? And number two, who is it? If you take a look at it from a couple's perspective, is it the male or female or masculine or feminine energy? Who initiates that general appointment to bring that person in?
Usually it's the female, and most people come in because they're overwhelmed, whether it's an individual overwhelmed with anxiety or in a relationship, they're overwhelmed with the stuff that's going on. And so with anxiety and dealing with that, touching basis on those fears, what is the fears that are causing you not to connect, that's causing you to shut down, causing you to withdraw, causing you to argue, dealing with that. And of course, as we know, the opposite of fear is faith.
The opposite of fear is faith.
Fear is faith.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Hang tight, everybody. We got to take a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back. More with Dr. April. Don't go anywhere. Internationally known eternal life coach, Brian Arnold was a professionally trained card shark who made over $4 million by age 24. He also became suicidal. He was seconds away from pulling the trigger when divine intervention stepped in. He had a powerful spiritual experience and was instantly delivered from his darkness and found his purpose for living. Brian has spent over 45 years helping tens of thousands of people battling depression, addictions, and suicidal thoughts, getting control and their lives back and turn their mess into a message of hope and inspiration. Brian Arnold created the Miracle Working Card A Day Mental Health Nutrition Strategy. Cleanse your thoughts and renew your mind to a higher, better life. Get a free set of 26 Miracle Working Cards today. Go to www.kingdomproblemsolvers.com. That's kingdomproblemsolvers.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. We are with Dr. April Brown, and we are talking about intimacy and with couples, intimacy in the workplace. And do you see more Dr. April again? You know, I know you work from it from both parts, but is it do you see more from it being couples or more from the work, or is there a balance of both?
Well, I see more couples in relationship. That's my primary focus. It's helping couples connect. And teaching them to build a connection that foster downs with their children to hopefully make us a better world.
Do you have to help them reconnect with themselves sexually a lot of times to just kind of reinvent themselves there?
Yes, yes. And many times I'm very positive, sex positive. So many times, especially on one end, maybe sometimes with females, they get such a negative connotation growing up about intimacy and sex. And sometimes it just becomes such a problem in a marriage or relationship, you know, that sex is kind of used as a weapon. So, which it's, that's not really at all what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be for pleasure and connecting with one another. So helping couples get that, or even helping an individual understand that God created sex. So it's an enjoyable thing. And so helping couples figure their way back, or helping them if they struggle all the way in the beginning, how to connect.
You know, I could just imagine. So when a guy's in that, and I'm speaking from a guy's perspective, when a guy's in there, when you're actually having these conversations, how do they generally react to you? Do you find them embracing your conversation? Do they initially, maybe until they get to know you, kind of maybe roll your eyes, or
sometimes they're shy about it, or they don't want to say anything, and sometimes they're very, how can I put it, happy that I'm talking about it, because their wife doesn't want to talk about it at all, or, you know, just don't even want to address the problem. And so I always address it in couple sessions. So even if that's not what they thought they were coming in for, just to talk about communication, it is, you know, being sexual with your partner is part of your communication and your emotional intimacy and a variety of other aspects.
Is it like they come in and then you get one that says, okay, well, what do you want, or what's working? And she may say something and he may say something. And do you try to bridge it, or do you help them choose, like, okay, well, maybe you aren't just doing enough for this person? Do you ever go down that path, or is it always about maybe just trying to bring a hybrid scenario for them?
It's probably about a hybrid, but in session, everyone's going to end up getting an assignment or something to work on. Okay. So it's not just 100% one person's fault. You know, and sometimes with individuals, we get so overwhelmed and so busy that sometimes with sex and intimacy, it becomes like a performance thing that I've got to do it and I've got to have an orgasm and I got to have this. And then so much pressure that nothing happens, and how to work back through all that. And then especially if you've been sexually abused and all that kind of stuff, we work through helping individuals heal from that.
All right. Looks like the audience was digging what you're saying there. So what about teenagers? Tell me a little bit about that. When do you think it is really appropriate for them to really start to explore themselves sexually?
It's important for parents to even start talking about it prior to getting into middle school, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay, and this may be a school counselor, because I was a school counselor. So I kind of know what happens at the different grade levels. But talking about it and then talking about what's a good touch, what's a bad touch, what's private, what you do in private, how to appreciate your body and not look down on it, be thankful for what you have. So it's a lot about the image talking. And that's really important. And also for these teenagers, you know, especially for your guys, you know, making sure they understand what consent is, what every guys and girls, everybody needs to understand what specifically is consent.
You hear that one? Guys got to hear what it is. There you go. All right, everybody, you heard it right there. What do you, you know, it's so interesting. April is always the one who asks these questions, right? So it's like, I'm with them, but this is good though. So, you know, how do you know when you're in a relationship, how do you know whether it's healthy or not? I mean, how does one, like, what are the triggers when they find that, okay, I'm in a healthy relationship or not, from your experience?
Okay, if someone is putting you down, you're having a whole lot of anxiety, you feel criticized, they're never satisfied, you're stopping what you're doing to just totally, totally consume and do everything they do, it's starting to become unhealthy. Okay, because your partner cannot be everything to you. There's got to be some boundaries there. Of course, if it gets physical, you know, in the sense that there's, hitting and that kind of stuff, and verbal abuse. But also even the withdrawal, the stonewalling. Sometimes these things happen because of a crisis. Maybe there's a death of a child or a family member or financial loss and stuff. And sometimes a couple can come into couples counseling, work with a therapist and get better. Sometimes couples come in and they realize after working with a therapist that maybe they're not right for each other. And that's okay too. The point is you've got to you got to first be happy with yourself. And in being happy with yourself, you've got to hopefully find a relationship that benefits you, that also makes you a better person and not tears you down.
Yeah. Okay. Well said. All right, so let's talk about your vacation counseling here. So what kind of couples generally go on vacation counseling for you? So what's that? Tell me about that.
Okay, so that's a new concept this year that it's also inspired by my higher power.
All right, on.
But yes. So if you're a couple out there and you're like thinking, oh my gosh, we really need to get into some therapy, but you don't want to drag your husband there because he really wants a vacation and that kind of stuff, Southwest Florida is the place to be. Because here in Southwest Florida, we can put you at a vacation rental where you can do boating, golfing, swimming, massages, do artwork, a variety of different things. So you're going to be put into a very nice house with a pool, jacuzzi, and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And then, yes, and then we're going to have therapists, including myself, one of the sex therapists, and a marriage therapist, and also an individual therapist, because you got to also work in with yourself. And we're going to do some intense therapy. And so this is good because it takes you, you're not distracted by kids or a variety of responsibilities or whatever. You're focusing on you and your couple. And afterwards, we can work with you through video counseling, or you can go back to your therapist in whatever state you live in and carry those tools.
Right on.
You're going to definitely get tools to communicate and to connect.
Are there other couples that are there, or is it just when, you know what I mean, is it groups of couples that are together?
No, it's one couple at a time.
One couple at a time.
Yes. Wow, we're going to be totally focused on you for that weekend or for that week.
That is something else, because usually when you hear about stuff like that, it's usually a group of people, and you're just, wow, that's interesting. You're really going to make sure that they go away when just, okay, they're good. They're ready for the next level.
It's an intimate connection, yes.
Wow, wow. All right, right on. Congratulations. Good for you. I think being from Florida myself, and you know, you have it in Southwest Florida, I think you're going to have no problem attracting people there. It's really going to be quite the place there. So, okay, so listen, tell us how people can get a hold of you, how they can find out more about you, and what you'd like to love and leave our audience with today.
Okay, yeah, so just finishing up, that's Vacation Counseling. You can look us up on www.vacationcounseling.com. I have a radio show. It's called Bringing Intimacy Back. You can look us up on that website. My name is Dr. April Brown. You can look me up by my name, Dr. April Brown. I'm on social media, Dr. April Brown. I'm also on any Facebook and Twitter, any of those names you can use, and you can just Google it and I'll pop up.
Dr. April Brown, everybody. Check her out. Get on the counseling. If you're not in a relationship, go anyway, because it sounds like you'll have a good time, right?
Yes.
Have a good time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It was a real treat to have you. Thank you very much, and all the best to you. Right on. All right, everybody, quick break here, and we are off to our next guest. So hang tight, and we'll be back with Crystal Esserhoff, clairescient and intuitive healer. Warning: radical new information about the death of Jesus, told by a present-day eyewitness. So bizarre, it may be very difficult to find agreement with, but in hopes will stir your curiosity and cause you to embark upon your own journey. My Journey Beyond the Bizarre, by Apollo spacecraft engineer Edward J. Evers, tells what really happened to Jesus in his last hours here on Earth. How? Because Edward J. Evers was there in a past life. Discover statements never spoke before now, plus the workings of your conscious and subconscious minds, past lives, you as a spirit, UFOs, and so much more. Get your copy of My Journey Beyond the Bizarre by Edward J. Evers at www.ejevers.com. Again, that's ejevers.com.
Are you letting self-doubt prevent you from creating the life you really want? Reclaim control of your destiny and connect to the magic of life. Best-selling author and motivational speaker Lisa J. Crawford uses her amazing life story to strengthen, heal, and motivate others. From her silent screams to self-empowerment to advocate for victims of sexual abuse, Lisa Crawford takes you on an inspiring journey to overcome obstacles and feel empowered to reach your full potential and discover self-love. The greatest moment is realizing that once you are committed, there is no turning back. Connect with Lisa J. Crawford today. Go to lisajcrawford.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. That was Dr. April Brown. So again, check her out and go to one of her retreats. Sounds pretty cool there. Okay, our next guest, let's talk about that. Crystal Esserhoff. I hope I pronounced that right. Clairescient.
You did. Thank you
very much. Oh, there, let's get you a hand there. Clairescient. There you go, Crystal. Let's see, I just messed that one. Clairsentient, intuitive healer.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep,
clairsentient.
Yep, exceptional hypnotherapist, motivational speaker, and transformative life coach. Crystal helps clients delete unwanted energy blocks and resistance so they can live their full potential. In addition, Crystal teaches clients who want to further their own intuitive abilities, tap into their full energetic healing gifts also, which is pretty cool. And so let's welcome you formally to the show. What do you say?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Thank you for being here. You say there is a balance between the physical and energetic world, and when you take action to clear both ends of the spectrum, you are powerful as a creator to obtain your dreams. So how does one actually go about, let's first find out, what are both ends of the spectrum?
both ends of the spectrum is like living your day to day with physical activities, things that we normally do that we can see in front of us. There's no question about it. And then there's the energetic world, and it's tapped into our emotions, and we can't see it, but we know something's all around us. We walk into a room and somebody, you know, is having a great time. We can feel that energy. So that energy is all around us. So knowing that both of those exist and it's there for us is which not many people know, but it is there to support us. And if you can work with it, then we're ahead of the game and able to manifest things faster in our lives.
How do you go ahead and clear it though? You know, do you use, like, you know, you hear people talk about sages and this thing. I mean, is there any types of simple methods, if you would, or maybe not simple, but are there any methods that people can actually use to start to clear energies?
Absolutely. So what happened with me is that I went to go see a healer myself, and he cleared a lot of energies. We went to past lives. It was pretty fascinating. And then when I left the session and I went to go do a simple thing like grocery shopping, I was thinking these thoughts and these feelings were going through my body. This energetic wave was going through my body. And it felt awkward, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't think anything of it. But then I started to question exactly what exactly is happening to me, and why don't people react the same way that I do when they think a thought or a feeling? And that's when I came to an awareness of people are clairaudient, they hear things, people are clairvoyant, they can see energy, and people are clairsentient, which is what I am. And the best way to really describe that is when you have a conversation with something and something really excites you and you get such a good feeling, you get goosebumps all over your body. That's the energy that I get. That's the best way to describe it.
So when you're actually saying, okay, or you're trying to manifest something, do you actually, you know, let's say by yourself, are you just actually talking through it and see how your physical body responds at that point? Do you talk as if you're talking to someone's there?
Yes, that's exactly it. And most people feel that. They either pick up the negative thoughts that they're feeling or negative emotions. So what happens is, you know, let's say somebody wants to manifest a house, okay? And it's a big, long dream that they've wanted for a long time. And they don't think it's possible when you ask them, okay, so what steps have you taken? And you can pick up the resistance. You can feel the resistance. They'll tell you the thoughts that they're thinking of why they can't get the house. And so on all those different levels, all that needs to be cleared. It needs to be looked at. We can all do that for ourselves, you know, when we have a loving partner that we care about, we want to make that connection, and they're not making that connection with us. They don't have to speak the words. We can feel the resistance and the energy. We can work on other people, and that's what I do. That's my specialty. But the best thing is for us to work on ourselves and heal ourselves.
Do you feel like when you're that resistance, that when you're talking to someone, let's say they're, you know, they're talking about a house and they're, you feel that resistance, do you feel like a lot of that comes from their upbringing? Maybe they were taught not to want that, or where do you feel a lot of that comes from?
Absolutely. The source of that is from either their past lives, the trauma that they grew up with, their experience with a house. Was it positive or negative? Did it seem like it was out of reach? It could also be their own possibilities of, can I really do this for myself? Can I really make these jumps in order to get the house of my dreams? So yeah, all of those play a part, and it's our job to go in and feel that resistance and then make conscious choices to clear them. And there's techniques that we can do to help that.
Now, speaking of past lives, can you break your, let's call it, karmic cycle? Can that be broken, or is that you're just there to live through it and certain one roll through it?
Well, I can't speak for everyone's experience, but from my experience, the way that I've broke, I had a relationship for about on and off for 7 years. And with this relationship, it was emotionally painful. And I just didn't understand. I'm like, why can't we move on? Why can't we go in another direction and, you know, make our peace? And why do we have to stick together? And it has to be so painful to work things out. And it turns out that I realized that it was a karmic relationship. And the way that things really shifted was connecting within my heart and trusting my intuition and really find a place of accepting this person and forgiving them. And that's when everything shifted.
So the person when you were in this relationship was someone you had a past life with, and then, you know, maybe it was struggles in this life, and then when you decided to, let's say, forgive them, then everything shifted. So you felt like you, that, did you feel like your purpose here at that point was to, you know, fulfill or just resolve that karmic purpose with this particular person? Do you feel like that's why you came back, kind of thing?
That's a good question. I think we're always resolving issues, whether it's from past lives or this life. I think we're always evolving. Our soul is always growing. To exactly pinpoint it, that's a good question. I think when patterns repeat themselves for long periods of time, it's a karmic relationship. Now, if it stems from a past life or this life, I am not sure. But what I do know is that if a negative pattern repeats itself, then that's karma. Then you need to bring in the heart. You need to bring in unconditional love and really look within and ask yourself some really important questions. And can you find a place to come to a place of acceptance? Can you really forgive this person? And unconditional love comes through. And then you release all of that resistance. And then things shift.
Tell me a little bit about what your thought is on soul contracts and what does that mean to you?
So it's funny that you say that. When I meditate on someone or have a dream, what usually happens is that a clear message will come to me, you have a soul contract with this person. So it's issues will come up within the dynamic of the relationship, where it needs love, it needs healing, it needs to be looked at. And the main thing to really focus on is really loving yourself within that. Loving if your needs are not being met, or if you're trying to work things out and it's just never quite working out that way. That's a soul contract to work through. That doesn't necessarily fall under the criteria of your soulmate, of, you know, someone who you're strongly bonded with, where you kind of can work things out through and just overcome all of these stuff. But a lot of times, just in general, soul contract relationships are there for us to grow as people, love them, love ourselves, and come to a decision that gives us healthy self-esteem, self-love, and self-awareness.
Do you get it? Well, the audience definitely vibes with that. Sounds good. Do you get a scope of, let's call it the other side, what that's like for souls over there? And you know, when you're in your meditation or connecting with your, you know, your side, if you would, that other realm.
The other realm, the way that is communicated to me is by giving me a brush of energy. It's pretty fascinating. I remember I was going to school and I walked by this woman, and this was all done by a meditation. So I meditated and I clearly wanted a guide guiding me and wondering, how is this going to happen? And then so I did the meditation, nothing happened. I'm like, oh, this stuff doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So I just kind of threw the book away. And then I went to school next day, and then I ran into a girl who was partially blind. She had a dog, and I felt this strong brush of energy. And then I asked my spirit and within me, I'm like, do you want me to talk to this person? And then I didn't get another brush of energy. So I'm like, hey, so how's your day going? And it turns out that she was struggling with a decision whether to stay in school or quit. And lo and behold, I had a positive story to tell her, not to tell her what to do, but to influence her in a way that would give her guidance on what direction that is best for her. So by the end of the conversation, she says, I know what to do now. Thank you so much. And then instances like that happen to me all the time. Everywhere I go, I get that brush of energy. And so that's the best way that communication connects with me. Am I able to go into the other side? Yeah, I've had an amazing dramatic experience where, you know, I was going through this vortex and I could see all these symmetrical shapes. And I went to the other side. I saw family who was there. They were negotiating a contract, which kind of played out later in life, that was very dramatic within family.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it was just really amazing. So that was my only experience being on the other side that I can recall. But other than that, in this life at this time, I just get the brush of energy, a strong intuition feeling, insight, a voice in my head that gives me, you know, clear guidance at that moment. So that's the best way that spirit connects with me.
Okay. Hang tight, everybody. We got to get back to a word from our sponsor. More with Crystal when we get back. Get excellent insight and spiritually motivating teachers with Frank DeVersa, the number one international best-selling author, Spiritually Raw in the 21st Century. Frank DeVersa was an agnostic for 20 years and has been on a spiritual journey ever since incurring a serious illness in 1997. The illness inspired him to renew his faith in God and view spirituality and life in a more enlightened way. Spirituality in the 21st century will expand one's perspective and horizons to cultivate positive human qualities such as tolerance, generosity, and love. To get your copy of Spirituality in the 21st Century by Frank DeVersa, go to www.frankdeversa.org. That's www.frankdeversa.org.
Step into your authentic self and find genuine power with Gina Gardiner, number one international best-selling author, motivational speaker, empowerment coach, and transformational leadership trainer. Gina suffered a serious accident at 29, leaving her paralyzed and learning how to walk not once but twice. It's not the challenges which define us, but what we do with them. You are not broken and you are enough. Gina has dedicated her life to helping people recognize that you have a choice to be happy, to be successful, and to live life full of joy and fulfillment. Access your inner resources to live life fearlessly. Find your true purpose and feel self-confident. Connect with Gina Gardiner at genuinely-you.com. That's Gina Gardiner at genuinely-you.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. We are with Crystal Eiser-Hobb. Okay, so Crystal, tell us a little bit about chakras, okay? You hear about chakras coming up, and is that a real thing? Or, you know, and is there just seven of them?
Absolutely. There's a lot more chakras. There's smaller ones within the body, but the main one we focus on are the meridian down our spine, and they're energy centers. So when I work with a client, I automatically tune into their chakras and I start clearing them, because by the end of the session, I want them to feel aligned and balanced with their energy. And so I clear as much resistance and I focus on the chakras, for instance, the root chakra. So that's connected with the home, protection, feeling validated that you have a purpose here on this earth, that you belong here, you're part of a community. So I will go into those subjects and I will find resistance within the clients and I will release that energy within the chakras. And then I will slowly move my way up all through the chakras to the crown chakra. And I'll give you a secret. Down the spine, there's a flow of energy that happens through our body. So any resistance, I just put that energy there and it just goes out of the body. It's become a technique of other people, but it's not a secret when you go back to the Egyptian times and you see the source of all these drawings on the carvings on the wood, not wood, but the rocks. The beautiful carvings of Egyptian times, you will see, you know, certain imprints of all the chakras and the messages and the indicators. So it goes way back. So this is not a big secret. A lot of people have been doing it for a long time, especially in yoga. Most people are very well versed with their chakras. And so when I work with a client, that's what I do. I clear out their chakras and then I start bringing energetic geometric shapes into their energy, and I start bringing in positive things that they want to manifest and clear out any more resistance on top of that if I feel anything. So if they want to bring in a house, a car, a relationship, we will go deep as far as we can. there's seven layers to a chakra, and you can just keep on going. So there's a limit, though, when I work with a client, because there's only so much time that we both have. But yeah, that's the goal, is to clear the chakras, clear out all the energy, balance the energy, and then start manifesting.
Can people do what you do? Can people, or is that a gift that comes from your source?
People can do what I do. If they tune into their bodies and they listen and they feel the energy within their bodies, you're always going to be fine-tuning that every step along the way. It will get stronger. Everyone has capabilities. Some areas of gifts may be stronger than others. Like other people may be clairvoyant, where they can see energy, or they can only see auras. Some people are clairaudient. They hear voices outside or inside. But we always have this inner guidance that's always guiding us through all these different mechanisms, if you will.
You know, I find this so fascinating. I mean, we've interviewed over thousands of different, you know, different spiritual people, authors, if you would, and it still is fascinating to me how one actually chooses this profession. So for you, what was your turning point where you decided, okay, you know what, I'm gonna do this gig. This is what I'm gonna do for a living here.
It was something that was not a choice to me, because it felt so natural. And a lot of my friends, I was the rescuer, right? Because it always comes from a place of unhealthy source when it begins. And it turns out that people will come to me all the time. Oh, my God, you're so good. How did you know? And yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. You know, yes, I was watching that movie, because I'm like, this celebrity popped up. It's something that came very natural to me, at the point where I discounted it. And then finally, I quit going to university. I was an English major, reading 10,000 lines of poetry a week. It was really intense. But then I went to a hypnotherapy school, and I felt really inspired by having a teacher saying, you want to go to the other side? You want to see what's on the other end? And I'm like, oh yeah, sign me up for that. And so that's how it all started. And knowing that people had these healings, miraculous healings through hypnotherapy. So that's how it all began, with that. And then that's when I went to go see a healer and got my own clearing, and just started to help other people as much as I can. Like, I love being there for people and supporting them and assisting the process of them healing.
I can tell that about you. You got a nice vibe to you.
Oh, thank you.
You do. Okay, so listen, tell everybody where they can get it. Well, first of all, tell everybody what what's up next for you, and you know what you'd like to share with our audience.
Well, I have my YouTube channel that I just started, so I'm working on that. I'm also writing a book, and I also have my website where I work with clients. If you're interested, you're more than welcome to check me out at www.crystaleiserhoff.com. And I'm available for sessions, and I love working with people, and I'll probably be doing this for the rest of my life. Aww. It just comes natural to me.
I hope you do. Sounds like you really love it a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, I do.
Yep. Everybody, that was Crystal Iserhoff, and I'd like to thank her for being on the show. Also, Dr. April Brown, make sure you check them out. And also, this has been great, and I tell you, I hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on this end, and I promise you, April will be back next week. So anyway, have a great time, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. Look up and but a flame. things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways? Awaken, 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 awaken. And I see stars came out for me. Will they move tonight?